WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is 6:03 on Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Partly cloudy, 58 today. Looks like rain tomorrow, then sun returns on Sunday. Right now, 38 in the NRV, 38 in Lynchburg, and 40 in Roanoke. And I want to know if you feel weird when you go into a place of business to buy something, but they don't have it, and you walk out with without buying something. Do you feel like maybe they're suspecting you of coming in stealing something without buying it?
I used to feel weird. Now I don't. I'm like, I walk in, and I'm like, I don't have what I want. So.
I will say it still feels a little awkward for me.
Yes.
Because, you know, they, especially if it's a store that's empty, it's not packed, like, you know, the hours that we might go to a store, it's not busy. So the cashier sees us. The cashier's like, okay, finally, someone I can interact with, whatever. And then you walk in, you go to a certain aisle, and then you walk back out. If I'm the cashier, I'm wondering if they stole something. So for me, if I go in a store, I'm walking out with at least a candy bar, a soda, or something, because I just feel weird about it.
Oh, so you're still going to purchase? Oh.
Because, yeah, I mean, I could always go for a pack of gum. Mm. Like, it's never a situation where you have too much gum or too much chapstick or a bottle of water. So, no, I will never walk out empty-handed unless it's super busy, because I just feel uncomfortable.
I bet we could go to Antoine's car and his glove compartment is full of gum because he's feeling guilty for not buying something. Now, I walked into CVS yesterday. I was going there for something, and they didn't have it. So I really, you know, dart right in, and the cashier saw me come in.
Yeah.
And then a few minutes later, I'm walking out, and I just felt weird walking by her.
He's like, what did he do?
I was in there for like a minute, but I saw that they didn't have it. It's like, oh gosh, you just gonna think I came in, stole something, and go run out really quick.
Now, for you, Monica, you said you don't feel weird, so you'll walk out empty-handed.
Yes, I have.
Do you at least acknowledge the cashier, like, oh, hey, have a great day?
Always do. Okay. Yeah. I always have like a little mini conversation.
Of course. See, that's the problem right there. You and I, Chris, we aren't bothered. We're not wasting no small talk. Monica's going in there. She might walk out empty-handed, but she's going to have a friend. she has a new Instagram follower anytime she leaves.
That's what it is.
All right. What's on your mind this morning, Monica?
Well, yesterday, after a half a second, I thought about watching basketball.
Okay.
I thought about it for half a second because, you know, your phones pick up every conversation. So your algorithm changes on TikTok. And I was like, I'm seeing a lot of basketball, and some of it was funny. And like, there's a one player, I forget his name. I have to find that video and send it to you, Antoine. And I was like, that player is like quite hilarious on one of the teams. I'm like, I may watch a little basketball.
What did he do that was quite hilarious?
They were getting ready to, I was gonna say swat the ball at the beginning of the game.
They were doing a tip off?
Yeah, the tip off. And he was just like kind of rocking back and forth and messing with the ref a little bit, just like playing. But you know what I'm talking about.
I don't. I mean, I can envision it. I didn't see what you're
tall
talking about.
Tall white guy. I forget what team.
Monica's basketball.
I know. Look, it's basketball. Everybody's seven foot.
Everyone's tall, white, or black. So they don't stand out.
You know what I'm talking about, that dude. No.
I need you to find that clip.
Send it to me. But he seemed like a fun guy. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm going to watch basketball.
I'm glad that you had the half second thought.
Yep.
That means the world to me.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
I'm going to help out your morning. I'm going to help out your drive-in each and every day to work, to school, wherever you're headed, because you need to be a little bit more focused. You need your concentration raised. So I'm going to make your playlist, because right in front of me, I have the top 10 artists that you should listen to driving in the morning to help you concentrate better.
Okay.
Now, we just played Renee Rapp featuring Megan Thee Stallion, Not My Fault. Megan Thee Stallion on this study, because they did the top 20 artists who could help you focus the best. Megan Thee Stallion came in last.
Okay.
So if you're listening to Megan Thee Stallion, you're not focused, you're not concentrating. Coming in number one on the list. Oh, it just makes me so happy to say this. Come on down, Drake.
Oh.
Drake is the number one artist. So what happened was, during this study, participants were put through a series of hazardous perception tests while listening to different playlists from 20 popular artists. And Drake, the people that were listening to Drake, did the best on that test.
Okay.
Number
as long
one.
As it's not Will Smith. I thought you were going to say Will.
I know.
Oh, no. Oh,
if this would have been Dre. Judd in 1998.
Dre!
Coming in at second, Ariana Grande was tied with Eminem.
Uh-huh.
The next one was Billie Eilish. And then we have BTS tied with The Weeknd, Beyonce, Foo Fighters, Harry Styles, and The 1975. Never heard of them.
Okay. Oh, I love The 1975.
They came in at number 10, top 10.
Well, good. I can see why they're in the top 10.
Okay, so I guess I just need to start by listening to something because I drive in silence.
Yeah, I forgot. You do that. Chris, do you listen to anyone how do you decide your drive to work playlist?
You know what? I generally don't have to have a particular thing to listen to in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, I usually just put on the radio.
Like, oh, okay.
Because my mind wanders elsewhere when I'm driving, which is why I drive by the Starbucks exit a lot. after I order my coffee on the mobile app, like, okay, I wasn't paying attention. So
see, that's interesting. See, for me, before my car leaves my garage, I need to at least have one song picked out.
Oh, wow.
One song or one podcast, if it's a podcast, or the radio. Like, I have to plan it. I can't just hop in my car.
You got to think about it.
Turn it on, hit the gas, and go. Like, no, I have to before I do anything.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm going to try you, Antoine. I'm going to try doing your morning routine. See what happens.
Focused.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah. Hendrix and I, we have a new favorite show. Just started it yesterday.
So it's a good show to watch with your kids?
Okay,
but the show, Dinner Time Live with David Chang on Netflix.
Okay, wait, I've never heard of that show.
Yeah, I don't know when it started. I guess it just started this week. I have no idea. But I will tell you this. If you are a fan of Emerald, remember Emerald Live?
Bam!
Yep. It's kind of like that. It has that feeling. There's not a whole studio audience, but you get comedians. So he'll invite two of his, David Chang, he's from Virginia. He will invite two comedians in and he will cook for them and they just have conversations.
Okay.
And then they'll go on Instagram or Facebook Live and people can submit questions. And he has a producer that will ask the questions and stuff like that. So it's a live show.
Just
pretty cool to watch and their conversations and knowing and hearing about their friendships and how they began and about the foods. So me and him just kind of fell into it.
So did you get any ideas of what to cook for dinner by watching what they were making?
Not at all. He's a professional chef. And I said, nope, I just want to sit down with him.
That's so funny because you talk about enjoying the show like leisurely, relaxing. And Chris says, but did you make it productive?
No.
Did you steal any ideas so that you and the boy could have some food?
Monica's like, let's fire up Uber Eats.
Yes.
Now, I'm curious. I can understand why you would watch it.
Uh-huh.
Why does it appeal to Hendrix? Because Hendrix is what, 8 years old, 9 years old?
9 years old,
37,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
9 years
kind of.
Old. What does he find appealing about this show?
Well, he was walking by with a snack, and one of the comedians made a joke, and it caught his attention.
Oh, okay.
And it made him laugh. And so he was kind of just like pulled into the show. So it's one just to have on in the background. You'd be like, huh? And it'll just make you chuckle. They're eating good food. They're just having a nice time. I like the vibe of it, you know?
And what's it called one more time?
So it's Dinner Time Live with David Chang on Netflix.
Dinner Time Live with Virginia's own David Chang.
David Chang.
Okay, I'll give it one watch. You know me. I'm not big into food
shows. You would
enjoy
the comedy, though. And the comedians, you would enjoy it.
I'll give you one episode.
Okay.
I'll do that
one episode.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Antoine's going to be on board because he doesn't like to be like anyone to be funnier than he is.
That's true. It's hard to do. Gotta listen out for this guy. He's a famous name, but don't flop. Something like Sebastian Coe. Celebrity two-word tango. We are going to do it. I'm putting the positive energy out in the universe. The K92 Morning Thing. We are going to finish two-word tango this morning. I say it every time, but today's the day.
You feel it. You feel it in your bones.
I think so.
I don't.
I'm not
okay,
sure.
Okay, let's just do it, though.
Oh, you said you don't feel it?
Let me stretch it out. No, I still don't. Okay.
Chris, how are you feeling? Because the way two-word tango works, we're going to throw on an instrumental, and we have to name celebrities within the category on beat. We can't repeat other celebrities that are said. It gets faster and faster. We're trying to make it to the end. Are you feeling confident, sir?
I think it depends on the category.
Okay. But without opening a category, how confident do you feel right now?
I feel 50-50.
50-50.
Oh. All right. I don't even know why.
All right. So it is time to reveal the category. I'm unfolding the sheet of paper that has a category on it. Male celebrities.
So we're going to go Chris, Monica, then Antoine. Two-word tango now.
Brad Pitt.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ashton Kutcher.
Zac Efron.
George Clooney.
Bradley Cooper.
Ryan Gosling.
Denzel Washington.
Charles Barkley.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Michael Jordan.
Donald Glover.
Ryan Seacrest.
Isaiah Washington.
Elton John.
Chris Pine.
John Mayer.
Fred Dersch.
Finn Wolfhard.
Donald Trump.
Greg.
Did you just ruin Friday?
You ruined Friday morning.
You just ruined it.
I am so...
Let me clutch my pearls. I can't believe this.
I'm so sorry.
You ruined it on a Greg.
I know, right? Of all names.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
All right. So a woman was arrested this week for trying to sell a rented car. The police department said an officer was flagged down by a citizen who was trying to purchase a car he found online, but believed it to be stolen. Well, the car was a 2022 Toyota Camry, and the unidentified seller was attempting to sell the nearly brand new car for about half its value. She was trying to sell it for $10,000. Now, police said the seller agreed to meet with the buyer at a later time to complete the transaction and then take a picture of their driver's license and title of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Well, of course, they didn't have the title of the vehicle. The buyer told the police he thought the license looked a bit off, and the police said, you know what? You're right. Upon running the information from the license, it was found nothing matched up.
Well, yeah.
Fake driver's license. So the officers used the VIN number from the fake vehicle and title and contacted the owner of the Camry, who said it was a rental and was not for sale.
Yeah, it had Enterprise all over it.
Yep. So in collaboration with the police, the buyer agreed to meet with the citizen, kind of like a little sting operation after setting the price at $10,000. Well, when the offer came up to buy the car, the police swooped in and arrested the woman that was trying to sell her rental car.
The sad thing is that I could see that working.
Yeah.
I could see that kind of situation working, like on Facebook Marketplace or whatever. Still runs fine. 48,000 miles and an Enterprise tag. I could see it working.
I mean, that's crazy. Who would think of, I'm going to rent a car, then I'm going to turn right around and sell it? Look, I appreciate the hustle, but also crack is whack.
He may only be a dog dad, but his jokes are just as corny. It's Chris Ryan with dad jokes and puns on K92.
All right, what'd you call an 80s American rock band driving a car in Germany?
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
what?
Good, great. So much
That's
information.
That's a lot right there. What do you call?
Otto Bon Jovi.
See what you did there? Okay.
I've always wanted to drive on the Autobahn.
I know I would crash and I wouldn't survive it.
Why was the math book sad?
Why?
It was filled with too many problems.
99 problems in one. Okay.
Addition is, though. Yeah. Addition is.
What do you call a dad joke in the stove?
What?
A pun in the oven.
Okay. Yep.
What's the difference between Iron Man and Aluminum Man?
What?
Iron Man stops the bad guys. Aluminum Man foils their plans.
I like it. I like that one. Yeah. I'm giving that one a thumbs up.
All right, last one. What do you call a snowman with a six pack?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
An abdominal snowman.
Okay, that's a cute one.
Oh, boy.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Yeah, we're going to get to the feeling good in just a few minutes. First, we got to talk about Beaufort County Fire Department and how they're accepting applications for its junior program. So this program allows students between 16 and 17 years of age to work alongside the firefighters.
Okay.
And they learn about the careers in the field. And they said that it teaches structure, accountability, teamwork, and they pay for all their training and their uniforms.
Actually, one of my favorite field trips when I was in elementary school is when we went to the fire department.
Uh-huh. So cool, right?
And just for everyone's sanity, Monica, what was the ages again?
16 and 17.
Yep, you know why I'm asking you that question.
Why, because you think I'm going to sign up?
I don't want you Bedford to show
County,
up.
I mean, they, look, I can just show up anywhere.
They don't want you there, Monica.
It used to be that, you know, you could call somebody down the road and be like, hey, they need somebody to start up the fire truck. There's a fire.
Nope, then that's why they got this program.
And then they call me.
So they can stop calling random people.
Yeah, well, they said interested students, they can apply on Bedford Fire Department's Facebook.
Also, students, keywords. Students. Students.
And then, you know, but if you need extras, if you need extra people, you know, just hear me out. There you go. All right. So moving right along to Miss Shakira. Shakira. So she says that having a husband was dragging her down.
Oh.
I get it. Anyway. But she said during an interview that and she's enjoying her freedom and she's able to focus on her career and creative pursuits without feeling weighed down by the responsibilities of marriage. And so she's writing more songs and there's more balance in her life.
And Chris was telling us that she released a new track today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she dropped a new song with Cardi B today.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Those two voices together.
I know. That's a lot of shaking.
Could you imagine them talking to each other? Because they both like have high-pitched kind of voices.
Uh-huh.
Like, it would just be, I don't know if I can handle it. Yep. I don't know if I can handle both their voices in a small room.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to have dinner with them because I feel like, you know, I need to really taste my food. And I feel like my senses start to just like dwindle when something else is going on. So too many loud voices, I can't taste it. Anyway, okay, moving right along, what does slime taste like? That Ghostbuster slime? Have you ever thought about that?
I have because of Nickelodeon slime.
Yeah.
Well, it's green, so I imagine it would probably taste like sour apple.
I like sour apple. Those little caramel like sour apple suckers.
Sour apple Jolly Rancher.
Mm-hmm. Well, Finn Wolfhard, he's featured in, he's going to be part of the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. He says that it really doesn't taste like anything. It's mostly like minty thick water.
Ugh. I mean, yeah. I can't imagine because they're using it as a prop in the movie, the new Ghostbusters movie that's in the theater today. And we'll talk about it more in the Binge Watch Weekend, but they're using it as a prop. So I don't imagine that they're going to flavor it up for a couple of scenes. Like, I feel like that's a lot of work for.
But if you have to shoot the scene over and over again.
I mean, I'm sure Finn wants it.
Yeah, it's like, can we add a little, you know, something to it?
Yeah, especially if I'm going to be covered in it. It's going to be dripping all over me. Uh-huh. You know?
Give me sour apple.
Feeling good.
Feels good. So good. So good.
Ah! That's your K92 morning thing, and we want to know what has you feeling good heading into the weekend. So call in 540-774-9236 or text in your name and town and why you're feeling good to 52353 because Christiansburg Middle School Choir is feeling good because they are going to Disney World this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be such a fun trip.
You see them, you know, walking around and singing together.
I knew I should have sang in high school.
Yeah.
Or middle school or whatever school
this
is.
That's really nice.
To go to Disney. And then, Monica, there's a feeling good in here for you.
Oh, I see. So we have a text that says, I am feeling good because I woke up today and on day 22 of the same diet that Monica is on, and I've lost 17 pounds. Yeah, so Roanoke weight loss.
Congratulations.
Congrats to them. Yay. Doing the thing.
Look at you empowering people, Monica, and helping them out.
Look, join FitChicks.com. I said FitChicks.com. FitChicks on Facebook and check out RoanokeWeightLoss.com.
All right. Now, Monica, since people are already bragging about your diet plan and everything, why are you feeling good heading into the weekend?
Look, I'm feeling good because I had the best dang bag of grapes. I'm telling you. Okay. There was some. Okay. I walked in.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
It sounds foolish, but I didn't even want to give you the store because I don't want y'all taking all the grapes.
Will you just tell us about these freaking grapes?
I walked in there and they had these green grapes sitting there, and I said, they look plump and delicious. Are they that delicious? Yes, sure. And hell, they are. And I got them, and I just couldn't stop. The kids just loving on them, tearing up some grapes.
Now, are they just regular grapes or those like the cotton candy grapes?
No, not the cotton candy. Those? No, they're just all natural, just thick, plump, green grapes, seedless.
Will you stop calling these grapes thick and plump?
What?
I feel like you're becoming very sexually attracted to these grapes. Oh, man, they are thick and plump and delicious. And I can't wait
juicy.
To call them tonight after the movie. let's see. We got another text in from Tori Sheffield in Montvale going to Puerto Rico for 9 days.
Oh, yeah.
Jealous.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about something the pandemic gave us.
Not
talking
really,
about COVID.
Okay.
I'm not talking about COVID.
What else did it give you?
It gave us happy hour Zooms with your friends.
Oh,
yes. The friends that live far away, your long distance friends. that's when happy hour Zooms became a thing, when we had to socially distance ourselves. So, you know, me and my boys in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Richmond, we couldn't get together. So we would do a happy hour Zoom on a Friday night, a Saturday night. We'd all have beverages. We talk about sports. We play video games. We talk trash to each other. And so we are planning to do that again this weekend. And I'm super excited because I haven't hung out with them in a while. So it just feels good.
But there's nothing wrong with a happy hour Zoom. Remember, one time I had like a little too much. We had a Zoom party during the pandemic.
I remember this.
And I said, everybody dress up and make drinks. Yeah, it was lit. That Zoom party.
I had to leave. I was getting too intoxicated off of their camera screens. Like, it was too much work.
But that's cool, though.
But yeah, so keep texting in, 52353, or call in, 540-774-9236. We want to hear why you are feeling good heading into the weekend. And Chris, is there something that has you feeling good that we're going to talk about soon?
Yes, and I'm so excited about it. And I'll tell you what it is coming up here in about 5 minutes.
Hey, feeling good.
It's your K92 morning thing, and we want to know, why are you feeling good heading into the weekend? And we have my new role model on the phone, guys. I want to be like Nick from Christiansburg when I grow up. Good morning, Nick.
Hold on, it's my fault.
Good morning, Nick. Nick, are you
there? Hey, Nick.
Oh, our phones are acting up right now.
Hello.
Here we go. Nick, are you there now?
Yeah, good morning.
All right, perfect. That was our phones acting up now. Can you let Monica and Chris know why you are now my role model? Why are you feeling good heading into the weekend?
Earlier this month, I took on the St. Jude's 3,000 push-up challenge in March. It's been a feat, but I've been working really hard. I've crushed over 2,000 push-ups to raise money for St. Jude's.
So let's be clear.
Wow.
3,000 push-ups that you're doing in 1 month. How many days are there in March? Is it 30 days or 31 days? 31 days. So you are doing right under 100 push-ups every single day?
So the way I have it worked out is I do 143 push-ups Monday through Friday, and I take the weekends off to rest.
How's your chest feeling? Like,
so
shoulders.
The first week or so is really rough. I'm starting to actually enjoy push-ups. Before I started this, my entire life I'd say I've done 300 or less push-ups, but over 2,000 this month.
You definitely caught up.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you start doing push-ups first thing in the morning, or do you spread out those 143 push-ups during the day?
So, yeah, during the workday, I start at 9 a.m., and I do 20 an hour, basically, and then, it just adds up to 143 at the end of the day.
You imagine Nick during a meeting. He'd be like, hold on. Pause. I got to do my push-ups real quick.
All right, Nick. So, and Nick, we know you have to walk into work real quick. So I just have to ask, why St. Jude's? Does St. Jude's mean something special to you?
I work with kids in my career. So I saw the challenge pop up on Facebook. I said, hey, I could do this. I want to do this for myself and, start raising money for kids. So
there you go, Nick.
Well, Nick, appreciate it. You're awesome, Nick. Your chest is going to look phenomenal for the summer. You have a great day. All right, Nick. All right. Yeah. We got awesome people in the community. Chris, you're feeling good. Why are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good because I finished my taxes yesterday.
I've
been putting it off, and like I just sucked it up. I'm like, just give me 2 hours. Let me get it done. I got them finished yesterday.
Oh, good. Look. When's tax day? April 15th? All right, I guess April 13th, April 14th is when I really hunker down.
That's when you're going to
jump into it. Let's see if we got some more text messages in to 52353. Christina in Rocky Mount, I'm feeling good because it's day 3 after having oral surgery and the swelling is finally going down. I mean, I'm still on a liquid diet, but at least I'm in less pain.
There you go. Just go ahead. Just a couple more days of those mashed potatoes and Jell-O. You'll be all right.
I mean, there could be worse foods that you're stuck eating.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty embarrassed. There is a piece of furniture that I've been calling by the wrong name all my life. And I just discovered a couple days ago that I was wrong. So a friend of mine had posted on Facebook Marketplace some furniture that she is selling online. And I was reading everything. I'm like, oh, this is some nice furniture. When I came across something for your bedroom that I've been mispronouncing, because I noticed she spelled it different than what I call it, I was like, wait, are you right or am I right?
Okay, so what is it?
Okay, I've been calling chest of drawers, Chester drawers. All my
life. Oh, a Chester drawer.
I've always called it Chester drawers.
Like Chester. Okay. Like Chester the cat.
Yeah, like a guy named Chester is the one that came up with that. I didn't know it was called a chest of drawers.
Yes. I see. Yes. And I believe I've said it too.
I'm trying to think if I've ever said that. Chester drawers or Chester drawers.
You just call it a drawer.
Hey, put that in drawers over there. That third drawer over there with the thing. I don't know if I ever tried to name it.
I believe back in the day, I would say a Chester drawer. Yes,
I've always called it Chester drawers, and then like it's a chest of drawers.
Like mind blown.
Now, do you know the difference between a dresser and a chest of drawers, Antoine?
Considering I didn't call it a Chester drawers, I do not know the difference.
One's taller. Difference?
Oh yeah. So the dresser is the one that's kind of flat that has a few drawers in it.
Now,
the one that is tall and slim, that is a chest of drawers. There's a difference between a dresser and a chest of drawers.
Well, a chest of drawers has a chest. You know, like it's coming at you.
I'm gonna be honest. This all feels unnecessary.
I know we're studying drawers
too much,
right?
It should just be a dresser.
Yeah,
all of it should just be a dresser with drawers inside.
Look, yeah.
But I do get it though, because I've been calling something incorrectly, and actually, Chris, you called me out on it exactly 1 month and 20 days ago.
Oh, look at you,
Groundhog Day.
Oh,
because, and I will stand by this. I will fight this to the end of time. It should be called Groundhog's Day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
With the apostrophe S.
Yes.
Because it is the day for the groundhog. The groundhog owns that day.
But it's
so
not.
So it should be possessive Groundhog's Day, but no.
Groundhog Day.
It's just Groundhog Day.
Doesn't even feel right, right?
I didn't realize until this year that that's the official title. That is just Groundhog Day.
Antoine's been walking around his entire life saying that to people, and then no one's corrected him.
No, because that makes sense. It's his day. It's not Antoine's birthday. It's Antoine's birthday.
Man, yeah. That's kind of like the same thing. People put an S on daylight saving time. There's no
saving.
S. It's not saving.
Uh-uh.
It's daylight saving time.
Here we go. Here we go.
That is not the same thing. That is not the same thing because the day belongs to the groundhog. It is a possessive day.
Where's
my language arts teachers?
Go to Congress. You got to go somewhere.
Monica, is there anything you ever like mislabeled or mispronounced your entire life?
I believe, okay. So those little figurines like in your mom or grandmom's house.
The tiny devils.
Like the little tiny, those little tiny figurines that you buy from antique stores and stuff like that. I always called them whatnots, right? They're whatnots.
Whatnots
I don't know what I
are knickknacks.
Huh. They're whatnots. I thought, and I've always, growing up, we always said, oh, look at those whatnots.
So what's the actual term for them?
Figurines.
So it's figurines. Okay. Whatnot. Where did you get that from?
I don't know. The ancestors. I don't know, but I always said whatnots. Anyone else say that? I feel like that's what they're called.
No,
All right,
only
then.
You.
I don't know.
That's,
is it Beaufort County thing, maybe?
That's Monica and the Crickets right there saying whatnot.
All right, is there something that you've mispronounced all your life until recently you found out what it's actually called? You can call the show at 540-774-9236, or you can text in 52353, include your name and where you're listening. A few minutes ago, we were talking about things that you've been mispronouncing or things that you've called the wrong name for a while. I revealed that I called it chest of drawers, Chester drawers.
Yes,
I didn't realize
that
until a few days ago. Embarrassing. And we had you text in to 52353 to include yours. And here we have this text here. It's because Chandra from Roanoke a few years ago found out that she was wrong. She always thought the wind chill factor was called the windshield factor.
Oh, that's all right.
I would like to create Chandra. Something brand new from the K92 Morning Thing. Chandra just made me think of it. Uh-huh. We need a Bless Your Heart Award for the listener every day that texts it or calls in that says something. You're like, oh, baby, bless your heart. Windshield factor. Bless your heart, Chandra. You are so adorable.
It's so cute. You know, I see you, Sarah, in Christiansburg calling me out because she said it's the sliding board that still cracks me up because we grew up calling the sliding board on the playground. The sliding board.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard that in Chatham. I judge people for calling sliding boards.
Oh.
I think that you're less intellectual than I am.
Oh, okay.
Monica's big on the sliding board. Chris, where do you stand? On the playground. There are monkey bars. There's a merry-go-round. There are swings. And then there's a slide or a sliding board.
A slide.
Uh-huh. And, well, growing up, a lot of people
and I used to, and
the, County, you know, said
the,
that
they had slides and they had the really tall slide. I called it the slide and the big slide.
Okay.
But never the big sliding board, Monica.
No, never that. Never that. No.
And something with this cute, my nephew used to call the glove compartment in your car the glove department.
Oh, that's cute, though.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Glove compartment. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a glove compartment. Agora Hills from Doja Cat on K92 is the morning thing. With Monica, Antoine, and Chris, it is time to play Wordplay for your shot to win a pair of tickets into Dr. Pepper Park's big event coming up on April the 19th. It is the Taylor Swift tribute, Let's Sing Taylor.
All right, so let's see who we have playing this morning. We got Nikki. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
All right, Nikki, it's Friday. Feeling good. Do you have any plans going down this weekend?
No, just happy it's Friday.
Yes, that's all right.
That's all you need sometimes. Just be happy it's Friday.
I mean, sometimes the best weekends are the weekends without any plans.
Oh, good
you know,
gracious.
Just breathe.
Those are so good. All right, Nikki, well, you have a tough decision right now. You have to pick someone on the K92 Morning Thing to play with, to partner up with. Who are you going with?
I want to play with Monica.
Woo! Monica, she wants to play with you. The way that sounds is that she doesn't even care about winning. She goes, you know what? I just want to play with Monica. I want to be her friend. If we lose, we just lose together. All right. So the way this is going to work, Nikki, when Monica comes back out of the soundproof chamber, I'm going to give her five random words. She's going to say the first thing that pops in her head. You just have to predict what she's going to say. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Your first word is drive. D-R-I-V-E. What's Monica going to say when I say drive?
Drive through.
All right. Your second word, sun. S-U-N. Sun.
Sunshine.
Sunshine. Number three is dial. D-I-A-L. Dial.
Dial tone.
I miss a good dial tone. You could just hang up on someone. You're like, wait.
Yes.
And then you're gone. Yeah, I miss those days. How about the word jumping? J-U-M-P-I-N-G. Jumping.
Jumping bean.
Jumping bean. All right. Monica's, you know, she has an old spirit. She'll probably think jumping bean too. And then the last one is always a name. And I only know a couple of people by this name. So who is Monica going to say when I say Leonardo?
DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio. I think that's a safe answer. It's either that or Da Vinci. Those are the only two that I know of. And the Ninja Turtle, but I don't think he has a last name. Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. You just have to get 2 out of 5, right? Monica is sliding her way back in right now. Sliding, not sliding board.
No, not sliding board.
Nikki, what do you call that on the playground? Is it a slide or a sliding board?
Slide.
Okay.
It's all okay. Right. Back in the, you know, growing up as kids, we were always just on the sliding board. Anyway.
All right. So, Monica, I feel pretty good. Pretty good about Nikki's answers. You got to get 2 out of 5. Your first word is drive.
Driveway.
Good answer. Was that Nikki's answer?
Drive through.
Oh,
shoot. You know, Monica, where you're holding up traffic all the time. All right, your second word. Sun. S-U-N. Sun.
Sunlight.
Mm-hmm. That's a strong one. Nikki.
Sunshine.
Lollipops and
you
rainbow.
Guys are not vibing right now. Like, you guys just, you guys aren't clicking. You got 2 chances.
Okay.
You got 3 chances to get 2 answers right now. Number 3. Dial. D-I-A-L. Dial.
Tone.
Dial tone.
That's something the kids don't know about.
I don't know if you can tell, but Nikki might have said that to you. Nikki.
Dial tone.
Yeah.
All right. Here you go. You got to get one of these last two. How about jumping?
Jumping jacks. Yes.
That is your old
jumping
spirit.
Jumping jacks.
Nikki, what did you say?
Jumping beans.
Nikki says, I see your jumping jacks and I raised you. 1942. Jumping beans. All right. The last one's always a celebrity.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's the only one.
It's not the only one.
I mean, not the only one, but there that's the one that comes up, you know.
Nikki, who did you say?
DiCaprio.
Yes. I love some Leo.
Leonardo da Vinci is a real person.
I know, but still Leonardo DiCaprio is who we're going to go to. That's going to get you. That got you the ticket. So you're going to the Taylor Swift tribute. Let's Sing Everything Taylor. That's what I keep saying. But Let's Sing Taylor. That's going to be at Dr. Pepper Park, April the 19th. So you got those tickets from K92.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
I'm going to be honest. All the suggestions, all the recommendations that I'm going to give today, take a back seat because it's March Madness. I want nothing but college basketball all weekend long.
All weekend, though? You're not going to take a break for something else, like a you know, a movie away from the squeaks?
I would say to pee, but even then, I might put it up on my phone and bring my phone to the bathroom.
Serious.
But in case you are not a huge fan of, you know, college basketball, March Madness, there are going to be so many other things to watch, to dive in, to binge this weekend. Monica, is there anything that you're watching? You shared a show earlier that you and Hendrix are watching.
Yeah, we're watching Dinner Time with David Chang, and it's on Netflix. So basically, it's like if you enjoyed back in the day Emerald Live, bam, then this is like that type of show where he sits down with comedians, his friends, and they laugh and they talk and they cook delicious foods.
Okay.
You just want to be a part of that like small gathering, that party.
And do you think the appeal of that show is more so the guest that
yes.
they're having on? So he's not really a focus on food as much as it is the conversation?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like it feels like you're almost, you're having dinner at a table next to him. You're like, ooh, they're having fun. What are they talking about? Mm-hmm. You know?
And Monica knows all about listening to other people's conversations when she's at a restaurant. Hey, Chris, what about you? You diving into anything?
Well, I just finished the Quiet on Set.
Oh.
The Nickelodeon scandal and all what went on behind the scenes. And it is so heartbreaking. It is so eye-opening of some of the things that went on. And then, you know, Drake Bell tells his story. Oof.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
And that's one of the things that's on our website. So if you visit K92radio.com, you're going to get a couple of recommendations, suggestions for the Binge Watch Weekend. And Quiet on Set, the documentary that you can find on Max, is on there right now. It's The Dark Side of Kids TV. And what it does is it pulls back the curtain on what children actors, children stars had to go through. So like the Drake Bell from Josh and Drake.
Amanda Bynes,
Ariana Grande. They had a producer, executive director Dan Schneider, that was behind a lot of the things. Now, I need to say this. Trigger warning, because there are a lot of sensitive situations, whether it be harassment, whether it be assault, sexual assault, or whatever. They do dive into that. They do talk about that because these stars went through that.
Mm-hmm.
If you are okay with that, if you can handle that, then this is a great documentary to watch. Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. It's on Max. And if you want something a little bit more family friendly, a little bit more upbeat, there's a brand new Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
Ghostbusters.
The sequel to the not even a reboot. It was kind of like a soft reboot, but it's called Ghostbusters, The Frozen Empire. It brings back the old cast. It has the new cast. It's in the movie theaters today.
All right.
Stars Finn from Stranger Things, as well as, you know, Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray.
Everyone's
they show
in
up. Everyone's back in it. Listen, I'm not going to tell you right now it's going to be a great movie. It is not going to win any awards, but it's going to be fun. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to smile. And it's something to watch with the family.
I am going to go see it at some point this weekend because I loved Ghostbusters Afterlife. So I am excited to see Frozen Empire this weekend at some point.
Yeah. So if you need that trailer or more information, just visit our website, K92radio.com, as well as Quiet on the Set. All the information's there in one place just for you. It's your K92 Morning Thing.
Sabrina Carpenter Feather on K92. It's the Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris, about ready to get out of here, get ready for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to say yes to the prom dress tomorrow at the Bergerland Center from 10 to 1. I'm going to be out there with all our beautiful prom dresses up for grabs for only $10.
Yep. All the proceeds go to Humble Hustle. And it's just a great time just to, you know, go through dresses, you know, as a I remember flashing back to my younger years and trying on dresses for the prom and homecoming and stuff like that. So,
Mama, can I get this dress? How much is $100? No.
Now, Monica, I know you're going to get the urge, but you cannot try on these prom dresses because they've already been cleaned by VA295.
They take showers.
They're brand new. They're brand sparkling new right now. So we just got to keep them in that form for the people that are going to actually purchase them and go to a prom. You have, you know, you've aged out of your prom.
I may be there just to pour a punch for a prom. You want to dress up?
Pour a punch, throw a punch. You know,
monitor the punch
happens.
Bowl.
Monica the punch bowl.
Monitor
the punch bowl.
Yes.
I feel more worried about the punch bowl now than I did 2 minutes ago. But yeah, it's K92. Say yes to the prom dress. The event is going down tomorrow at the Bergerland Center at the new Bella Vista Room from 10 until 1. Show up, shop these beautiful dresses. Each dress is for $10, and all of the proceeds go to Humble Hustle, one of our favorite local nonprofits. They do such great things in the community.
Is that it? Is that
only is that Friday?
I think that is the most important thing we have to say.
Yes, without a doubt. So yeah, we have that going down tomorrow. Before we get out of here today, though,
we have the morning thing nugget. Lots of people want to ride with you in the limo, but what you want is someone who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down.
I'm calling an Uber.
I'm being honest. I ain't that guy either. I ain't that. Monica, we could do the limo together.
Uh-huh.
When that limo breaks, we got to find another way. It ain't going to be a bus. I ain't that friend. Whatever you do this weekend, have fun, be safe. The K92 Morning Thing will be back Monday morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.